So you see in your bulletin, let me just remind you real quickly what these parables are about. We'll look at them more carefully. But the parable of the soil we talked about last Sunday, if you were here, there are four kinds of soil, the hard path, the rocky soil, the thorny soil, and the good soil. And Jesus talked about that. And then the second one is somebody went and sowed some weeds among the wheat. And this is what that's about, that sleepless nights. It's similar to the number seven, casting the fishing net, appeals to different crowd, one to farmers, one to fishermen. They're very similar in intent. And number three, immeasurable potential. Now, hey, that's all right. Siobhan and her family are here. Don't take Sarah out. I'm just thrilled to have Sarah here. They came down to get some dental work done. Sarah's saying amen over there. So this is Mother's Day and Grandfather's Day. So we're gonna make sure you just stay right there. And if you interrupt me, that's everybody will be grateful. let's see. I'm getting like you, Leslie. Immeasurable potential is the mustard seed. It's a tiny thing that grew. Quiet nurture is the yeast and the leaven. I want to talk about that. And then giving all when this person discovers this hidden treasure, this pearl of infinite worth. So that's where we're going today. And I want to see it as it were through the, but it's about the kingdom of heaven. And I've tried to, as I look through these parables, I've wondered about, so how do you get a handle on the kingdom of heaven? And as I've thought about it through the lens of Mother's Day, if we think about home, we say welcome home. If we think about home, that's more concrete than kingdom of heaven. And home, you can sense a woman's touch. Her presence is there. Her passions are there. Her tastes, her likes. It's an extension of herself. Most homes are an extension of the wife or the mother's self. One of you said to me recently, I live in my wife's house. I want to put a beautiful picture here. She said, no, that won't go there. In our house, we're going to put carpet in. After many years, this house, I think, has never had new carpet. So we're putting new carpet. And it's become quite an ordeal. And in the study where I have my study, we were able to bring the bookcases from the old parsonage. And those bookcases fit almost perfectly along a wall. So that they're not, you can tell if you look close, they're not built-in bookcases, but they're really close. And so I said, oh, okay, when we put carpet in here, we'll just take it up to the edge of the bookcase. And Jan said, no, we won't. So we're not. Who's applauding back there? I said, oh, I don't want to take all those books over there, take all those shelves out. She said, oh, it'll be worth it. We want this perfect. It's an extension of herself. I'd been happy with it. So maybe I better hold Sarah. she's doing fine. The kingdom of heaven is like God's home. It's God's influence, God's presence. It's an extension of God's self. I think that's a neat way to look at the kingdom of heaven. And then often we will ask, what would mom want to have happen? What would mom want me to do? And so we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What do you want me to do, God? And so, in Isaiah said, God is like, refers to God like a mother's care, like a mother hen who gathers her chicks. So with that in mind, let's look at these parables, if you would. Imagine outside the home is a field, and that field, the mother, father, together want to make sure they have something to feed their family. And so the mother and father scatter, let's say they both scatter this seed, because winter's coming. And they want to make sure the seed gets, and there's seed falls on the hard ground, falls in rocky ground, falls on thorny ground. And like every woman I know that's in my life, they aren't content to let it just fall on hard ground, stony ground, thorny ground. They're going to get in there and dig up that hard ground. You've felt them digging in your life, haven't you, your mom? Removing the rocks, the stones, the thorns. Oh, man, I can remember stories of what mom would do. Mom said, well, you aren't allowed to have these poor manners. We won't tolerate poor English grammar here. We don't hit. We don't say those things here in this house. And she had a way of digging in the dirt, nurture, because she wanted that seed to grow. And all that's the nature of moms. That's what God is. He wants that soil to be good and rich so that the seed can fall on your soil. And oh, the nurturing of that good soil that moms do. And I understand dads do these too, but this is Mother's Day. And I'm a big champion of dads, how important dads are, but this is Mother's Day. To the ball games. And yesterday I was out at the sports field. Ben asked us, different ones on staff, to come and lead devotions. At halftime, when they take a break, the cheerleaders go, and then we come and give a little brief devotion. And I saw several of you there, and one said, well, my wife and son are over at soccer, and I'm here with my daughter at cheerleading, and this, that, and the other. And the piano and the violin and the foreign language and the church and the prayer and the encouragement and the love, unconditional, wow, the nurturing of the soil that moms do. Thanks be to God. So they understand this parable. The second, the disciples looked out on the field and said, but what about these weeds? How did they get there? And Jesus said, well, the one who sowed the good seeds, that's the Son of Man. And the one who sowed the evil, the weeds, that's the devil. That's the evil one. And the field is the world. And the harvest will come at the end of time when God sorts it all out. Then Jesus said, when everyone was sleeping, the enemy sowed this evil seed. Well, everyone was sleeping. What a phrase. So much bad can happen when everyone is sleeping. While the world slept, Hitler destroyed many, many thousands of Jews. During the Jim Crow laws, while the world slept. Inaccessibility for persons with disabilities, while we slept. The economic banking crisis, while somebodies were sleeping, not paying attention. While folks were sleeping, an enemy came and planted weeds. That's why moms have so many sleepless nights. You might mess with their kid one time, but it ain't going to happen again. They're like mama lions and mama bears. You don't go messing with their cubs. And so they'll have sleepless nights. Sleepless nights. Nursing babies at midnight. We'd forgotten how that went until this week. And at 3 a.m, sitting up with them when they're sick. Homework, worrying, concern. Moms are like these mother lions. Some mothers put an end, and mothers act. Moms put an end to the warring in Ireland a few years ago. Remember that? There was a lot of mothers that said, we aren't going to take it anymore, having our kids killed. And mothers created MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They weren't going to take that anymore. Dads too, but today's mom's day. Let me take a different nuance, again, for moms, because a mom shared it with me, this phrase, while they were sleeping, while she was sleeping, a phrase that she let her own health go. It almost got away from her. And that can happen, can it? You moms know what I'm talking about. So busy working, caring, taking, soothing, cleaning, doing for others that this particular mom, who speaks for so many of you, neglected her own health. Thank God for her husband had said, sweetie, we need to go see the doctor. You need to go see the doctor. She had some blood tests that said, you got to slow down. You can do that. Sleepless nights. Remember the flight attendant's words. When the cabin pressure drops and you put the mask on yourself first and then your child. We're trying to help that around here in many ways, that we have nursery care and all of that sort of thing, a mom and parents night out. And one of the neat things, due to the direct result of the long-range planning, is we wanted more child care. And so our day, the preschool, part of our preschool, is having extended hours. Teresa, Alfieri was in the last service. Linda Kilmer's in this one. Thanks for your support, Linda and others. And that's going to happen, and that's to help in this world in which we live. And a third part of this particular parable about the weeds and the wheat is Most mothers recognize there are some weeds among the weed in their children. Now, don't you tell their parents, the moms, that there are, but they know that. And so they worry, and so they pray, and so they struggle. Yesterday, I did a wonderful wedding. It was an Irish wedding, a lot of Celtic tradition. And someone gave a reading about realistic expectations, and they encouraged them to be realistic and said, take a look at him. He doesn't have a halo, and she doesn't have angelic wings. They had something else I'd never seen. It was a truce bell. A truce bell. I guess when things begin to get hot, you just ring the truce bell and call a truce for a while. I'm going to pass those out next Sunday here. St. Augustine wrote, in the Lord's field, at times what was weeds turn into grain. And no one knows what they will be tomorrow. I think every mom wants those weeds to turn into grain. Number three, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven, my Father, is like a tiny, tiny seed, like the parabolic mustard seed, which it became parabolic. It will grow and grow and grow and expand to 8 to 10 feet tall, and birds will come and shelter. And that's about the immeasurable potential of God's work, God's presence in each of our lives. It was an encouragement to the disciples. They'd been with Jesus 2 or 3 years. They looked around. The band was still small. And they said, then the Roman power was so big. And they said, is there any hope for this? And Jesus tells this story about this little tiny seed that would eventually grow and grow. And so indeed, the Christian church has grown around the world. 50 years ago, Trinity began with a handful of people. 50 years ago this year. Yesterday, I came out on this property, as I mentioned, hundreds of people back in the sports field, 156 Boy Scouts, I understood, after the first service over in the education building. I saw them, didn't count them. They were doing merit badge work. There was a group in the youth building. I don't know where they were from, but they were working on a certification for being child care, and then we had the wedding. If you've ever wondered if your investment in this place was worth it, let me tell you it is. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. And you and I, from the moment you and I were born, our moms, biological or adopted, look at us, tiny, wet, little thing. It's all an immeasurable potential in us. Oh my. What will you do? What places you will go? It's limited in no way. You see, moms really understand the story of the mustard seed. There's a neat little book entitled Little Is Much When God Is In It. Little Is Much When God Is In It. It's about a small, humble deed that led to another and another in expansive ways, bigger and bigger. The secret of that lasting influence, lasting significance, is if God is in it. I used to love Time magazine. Now I kind of like it. I'm getting too old for it, I guess. I don't know. And its title, the last one, was 100 Most Influential People in the World. And I wanted to ask, influential in what way? I no longer believe that those people are the most influential, even though they're popular and well-known. What really, really matters is kingdom stuff. Kingdom stuff. A fellow who's with scouting after the last service, he told me a story that a few weeks, months ago, he was with Bob Tebow somewhere, I forget where it was, in a scouting thing, and Bob Tebow was talking about that. He told a story about sitting one time with somebody was ahead of one of the major news networks or major TV stations. And Bob Tebow evidently is a little like his son, and he kind of pushed him. He said, now, doesn't your station have this show? Yeah. And this show and this show and this show. Those aren't very uplifting. No, but it's what the people want. A little later, Tim Tebow got up and offered a prayer, or somebody offered a prayer. And when he sat down, the daughter of this news, this CBS, I don't know what station it was. I don't think it was CBS. The daughter, 13 years old, turned to her father and said, what was that man doing? And who is Jesus? What kind of influence? The kind that will last is that tiny mustard seed of divine, that imperceptible thing that you and I do where you touch a teenager's life. Do the things that Jim and Leslie Nylon were talking about. Many of us can recall a solitary occasion, a single sentence, a brief conversation that changed our lives. Somebody just said, the right thing, and it changed us. Number four, a quiet nurture. He told him still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast or leaven that's put in the dough and mixed with it, and then spread throughout the dough. I mentioned in our daily scripture email that 99.9% of the time leaven is mentioned in the Bible, it's used in a negative way. And it may be that here. It doesn't seem to fit the context. And you might understand it in a negative way. But if we understand it in a positive way, it's this, and it may well be that Jesus meant it in a positive way, even though traditionally it's used in a negative way, that this leaven, this yeast, gets in there and works just like the kingdom quietly works and nurtures. I used to think that you just put yeast in there and you let it go. And people in our Wednesday Bible study says, no, if you worked a little bit with dough, you would know something about this. They said it takes kneading and working. And oh, the hours my mom kneaded and worked my life and your life. The stories she read, the food she prepared, the way she listened, the way she prayed, gave herself to Christ and showed the way. Moms understand this parable. Finally, number five and six, where I see moms really understand. Because these two parables are both about total commitment. It's not a passing fancy to have a child. It's not a flight of imagination. It's, Jesus said, one finds a treasure in a field and goes and sells everything. Others find a pearl of great price and sell everything and buy it. Moms understand that. When they had you, it was full commitment. 9 months, the last two or three were almost unbearable. We took over their lives, depended on her fully. No easy matter, full commitment. The umbilical cord, for good or for ill, is never fully cut. And Jesus was talking about the kingdom of heaven. It requires our full commitment. And moms understand that. And so Jesus said, give your life to him. That's what the kingdom of heaven is about. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Sell all, because it's so valuable. Just as your mom sold all, as it were, to have you, to raise you up. So why don't you take a lesson from your mom, the best lesson you could give. Give him your all today and forever. Would you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for these parables, the parables of the kingdom. We give you thanks for moms. I suppose they may not be perfect, but they showed us the way. And for the other moms in our lives who touched us, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.